Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Hello? Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are still certain that the baby left in their care is the rightful heir to the throne of some country, and they're trying to find out what country it is so that they can restore his kingdom to him. They've learned no more about the identity of the mysterious person in Kansas City who wrote them a brief note warning them to guard the baby well and wait for further communications. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library reading a letter which has just arrived. Listen.
Dear Mr. Peabody, it is still too dangerous for me to send you any information by mail. But tomorrow night I will attempt to communicate with you by telephone. Be in your store at 10 p.m.
Is that all it says?
That's all. Except It's got that same insignia, that coat of arms printed down here instead of being signed by the feller's name.
Well, I do know. 10 o'clock, huh? Is that when he's going to call?
Yeah, but we ain't going to be here to answer the phone. I can tell you that right now.
We ain't.
Of course we ain't. I ain't going to take no chances on getting mixed up with that feller. He's a crook of some kind. I'm right nigh sure of that.
Well, in the first letter he sent us, Lum, why, he said he's trying to help the baby get back whatever it is that belongs to him, and he claimed he was a friend of the baby's.
Yeah, but I ain't going to fall for that. I got way under too much sense to get fooled by that kind of talk.
Well, now, I believe we ought to be here anyway when he calls, Lum, and, well, just find out what it is he's got to say.
You can be here if you want to. I know I ain't going to be nowheres around the store tomorrow night.
Yeah, huh?
Well, it's more than likely just some plan to get us down here after dark so they can kidnap me and you or something like that.
Well, do you think that's it, Shona?
Of course it is. Nobody but an idiot can answer that phone tomorrow night.
They wouldn't, huh?
No, sir. Feller'd have to either be catched or not have no brains at all, one.
Well, if that's the case, well, I reckon we oughtn't to be here and answer the phone. Then.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
And even if he was friendly like he claims, which I doubt, he'd just want to take the baby back to whatever country he's supposed to be king of.
He would, huh?
And he just wants to do that so he'll get all the glory for himself, I know.
He does.
Of course he does. Wants to have all them parades in his honor and become known as a hero. Get himself pinted assistant king of the country.
Well?
Wants all them things that's supposed to happen to me and you when we take the baby back there. There's the most selfish, egotistical one feller I ever knowed in my life.
Well, here, wait a minute, old Lum. You don't know him.
Huh? That's right, ain't it?
Well, not that I know of, you don't.
I'll bound you I'd know him if I ever seen him, though. Snake in the weeds.
Well, I'd still like to know what he's aiming on telling us tomorrow night on the phone.
Now, listen, Abner, don't you go letting your curiosity get the best of you.
Well, ain't there some way, Lum, that we could just, well, sort of listen in on a conversation without actual talking to the feller?
No, there ain't. So just get that idea out of your head right here and now.
Well, couldn't we just sort of maybe come down to the store here and sit while the phone rings but not answer it?
No, we ain't going to do that even. What good would that do, anyway?
Well, I don't know. I just hate for somebody to call me and me not even talk to him.
No, we'd just be walking into a trap of some kind.
A trap?
Now, I told you we ain't going to have nothing to do with that feller, and I mean it.
You do, huh?
Yeah. I wouldn't come down here tomorrow night, even if I wanted to, because I have to go to a meeting.
A meeting?
Yeah, school board's holding an importance meeting, and I got to be there.
Oh, now, what's the importance about that meeting?
Well, you wouldn't understand.
What is it, Lum?
Well, Ezzie Seastrunk's year is just about up as president of the school board, and I'm aiming on making a long speech telling them why I ought to be appointed president for next year.
Oh.
I was president once, you know.
Yeah.
And done good, too.
Well, I don't know about that. You was president of the school board there for quite a while till Ezra got it.
Got new blackboards for him.
Yeah, I know, but I've heard some good remarks about Ezra. They said that he's just been...
What he did, I don't know.
Put a new roof on the schoolhouse, new steps out there in front.
Yeah, but he never went through the second reader, he said.
Well, I don't know. All I heard was Grandpappy Spear said you was president of the board for 7 years, and all you ever done was get one little strip of blackboard.
Grandpappy Spear said
that's
that?
That's what he said.
Wait till I see him tomorrow night.
Well, I don't know. I'm just telling you what I heard. I ain't arguing with you. He might make a good president again, Lom. I don't know.
Well, you can see now how important it is for me to be there. But don't let that give you no idea.
What do you mean by that?
Just cause that I'm tied up there at the meeting. Don't let me catch you sneaking over here tomorrow night and answering the phone. You can answer it now, though. That was our ring, wasn't it?
I don't know. I'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. Abner Duke Peabody doing the talking. Well, howdy, Miss Frederick.
Miss Frederick. Here, I better take it, Abner.
Mom? Oh, you did, huh? Yes, Mom. Yeah, well, all right, I'll tell him. Yes, Mom. Well, goodbye, Miss Frederick.
What'd she say? Did she find out what country the baby's from?
No, she said she studied that coat of arms in his locket there and looked in all her school books, but never did find out what country it belonged to.
Oh, be John Brown. I thought sure she'd be able to discover that for her.
Yeah, me too.
Now, I don't know which way to turn.
All right, Dogus, maybe we ought to talk to that fella on the phone after all tomorrow.
No, that's the one thing we ain't going to do. We'll figure this thing out for ourselves some way.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how we're going to do it. We can't get the baby's job as king back for him if we don't know what country he's supposed to be king of.
Well, don't you worry. He'll find out some way.
Man, I hope you're right.
More than likely, what's happened is that bunch of crooks that's taken over the kingdom has changed the official coat of arms.
Changed it?
That's just what they've did. Sure as the world.
Well, if they'd done that, wouldn't the old one still be in them books that Miss Frederick was looking in?
Well, maybe they changed it a long time ago.
Huh?
Maybe they're taking the kingdom over when the baby's grandpa was king or something.
They did.
Well, maybe the family's been trying to get the kingdom back for a couple of generations.
Generations?
Yeah, you see. Wait a minute.
Huh?
Just happened to think of something. You recollect the woman that brung the baby in here and left him that day?
Why, sure, I recollect her. That was his mama. Or at least ways we think she was.
Well, I'm sure she was his mama.
Yeah.
And you know what that makes her?
Huh?
That makes her a queen.
A queen?
Yes, sir. A genuine royalty queen.
She never looked like a queen. She never had no crown or nothing like that on.
Well, of course not. She was in disguise.
She was, huh?
Why, sure. Incognitos.
Well, I never knew.
She don't want nobody to know that she's a queen. It's too dangerous because that bunch of crooks is after her.
Well, a queen wouldn't leave her baby and run off like she done, would she?
Well, she never exactly run off. She just leaved him with us temporary.
She's
more than likely just hiding him here till it's safe to come back and get him.
Well, I do know. Think of that. I talked to a queen and never even noticed. I know, because I'm going to call up Elizabeth and tell her that right now.
No, don't do that.
Oh, it'll tickle her to death.
I know, but we don't want everybody in town to know about this.
Oh, we don't, huh?
Yeah, we ought to help the queen keep her secret.
Oh.
Facts is, we ought to be doing something to protect her from whoever it is that's chasing her this way.
Well, I don't know how we can do that. Don't even know where the woman's at.
Yeah, I don't know. But a woman can't fight a bunch of crooks all by herself.
Oh, no, poor thing.
What she needs is a man to take care of her. Grannies, wait a minute. I just thought of something else here.
What's that, Mom?
If a feller marries a queen, he gets to be a king, don't he?
Why, I reckon so. I never thought much about it. What do you mean, hmm?
Nothing.
Huh?
Reckon that woman, the queen, you reckon she had anything in the back of her mind when she picked out us to leave the baby with?
Well, I don't know what was in her mind. Front or back, I ain't no mind reader.
Well, don't you recollect how she asked Cedric all about me, or us, before she come here to the store?
Oh, yeah.
How much money we was making, and whereabouts we lived, and what kind of fellas we was, and all such as that?
Yeah, I recollect that.
Grannies, I wonder. I wonder.
What are you laughing about, Lom?
Oh, nothing. Abner, you said the other day that you'd sort of like to get to be assistant king, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but you said you was going to be that, and you said all I could be was a duke.
Well, I might be able to fix it up for you. I don't know for sure.
Maybe I'll
see what I can do.
Well, good for me. Hooray. Assistant King Peabody. All right, doggies. Wait a minute, though. What are you going to be, Lom?
Oh, I don't know. I ain't thought much about myself. I'll find something. Some little old job.
Well, do you want my old job as Duke?
No, I figure maybe the Queen will have something in mind for me.
The Queen?
Yeah.
Well, what if we don't ever see her again, no longer?
Don't worry. I think she'll show up here someday and... Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me see that note we got today.
Oh, why, it's right there on the counter right beside you. That's it,
oh,
right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
What do you want to see that for?
This is a... This don't say nowheres that it's a man writing it, does it?
Well, no, there ain't no name signed to it at all. Just that insignia's all.
So it could be a woman that sent this.
Well, I don't know no woman in Kansas City be writing to us, Long. You said it's more likely some crooked fella that...
Get Ezra Seastrunk on the phone right away.
Ezra Seastrunk?
Yeah, tell him I won't be able to come to that school board meeting tomorrow night.
You won't? Why not, Long?
Because I got to come down to the store and get a personal phone call from the Queen.
Phone call? Well, Long, you
Ezra, don't talk back to a future king.
Huh?
You can't do that. I might have your head beheaded or have you thrown in a dungeon with the lions in the catacombs. You can't argue with a king.